Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Amir with the US penny stock highlights for Wednesday, the 12th of August. Starting off with Aimatis, and here you can see that the shares have done a lot. They've actually escaped the net here. I don't think we've covered these here before at all, but broke the neckline resistance there around the $1.70 mark, and then retested the old resistance from March 2018. After that, in pretty short order. The current position is gleaned by looking closer at the chart in the near term. So basically, we've got yesterday's old resistance around 280 becoming today's new support. So while there's no end of day close back below $2.80, looking for further gains. Best case scenario target at the moment, back up to the $4.25 area, 24 area over the next week or two, while we hold above the $2.80 area. Next up, a stock which has been covered here quite a few times before, I think, Boxlight Corporation. And what a mover it's been in the recent past, the gap up, the gap down, and then the gap up again. So the shares don't really know where they're going or what they're doing at the moment. Probably in the near term, if you want to get involved in this situation, we've got initial resistance, initial support there at the early August resistance at around $2.30. While there's no end of day close back above that, back below that rather, we could head up to the top of the broadening triangle there from July last year up to $4. Ideally, you'd be able to risk a stop loss back below $1.80 just to lower the chances of the shares stopping you out on a technical basis. Next up is Cumulus, and not quite as such a rocky situation for this particular stock. Here we can see that there's been a reasonably smooth progression for the shares in recent days, breaking neckline resistance and the 50-day moving average at $4.65. Above that, especially with the gap that we've had, the gap higher today, looking at the top of that rising trend channel from March, and the 200-day moving average as high as $9 over the next 4 to 6 weeks. Stop loss obviously back below $4.65. Next up, a stock which, as soon as I heard its name, I thought it sounded like a winner. Pacific Ethanol sounds like a big blue chip company. And here you can see from the share price progression in the recent past, it's really lived up to that suspicion. I suppose the real action here in recent days was the bounce off the $1.90 area and then the break of the old July resistance at $2.80. While we're above that, looking for a top of March, a trend channel target as high as $5.30. If we're lucky, we won't even see the shares go back below $3.70, today's low, but that might be expecting too much. I think probably we'd have to grapple with the $2.80 to $3 areas as potential support at some time, but at least a $5 target there, $5 plus target there could still be on the way for Pacific Ethanol. Difficult to resist looking at biotech companies these days. They're one of the hottest areas of the market, and Pacific Biosciences has really done well since the gap through both the 200-day moving average and that resistance line there from back in December. Currently, we're hoping that the stock will remain above the recent high of the beginning of the week at $4.90. While there's no end of day close back below that, looking for a top of October price channel target up as high as $8 over the next 1 to 2 months. The next stock is one that is also looking good in terms of the bullish scenario. It's always nice to see a new situation in terms of being a recent trend line break or a 50-day moving average break, and we've got both of those with Cassava Sciences. So breaking the two, well, let's say call it the $3 area and the 50-day moving average above that, looking for a top of May price channel target as high as $4.66 over the next few weeks, only back below the $2.80 level, and the uptrend line from May really delays the upside scenario. Moving ahead, and here we've got SMTC Corporation. Here, a relatively new scenario in terms of the breakout that we've got. So 2 to 3 days into this break of that near-term trend line around the $3.20 level. While we're above that, and there's no end-of-day close below that, we've got a best-case scenario target as soon as the end of next month up to $5 at the top of the one-year trend channel. Support and the stop loss back below $3, especially if you want to give this stock a bit of air in terms of moving to the upside. Ideally, though, there's no break back below $3.20. Just a couple of situations to go now. First one is Synchronoss, which I think I covered very recently. Here you can see that we've had that trend line break and the break of break above the 50-day moving average at $3.42. While we're above the 50-day line, looking for the top of that March trend channel, or March resistance line projection, as high as $5 as soon as the end of next month. Another company which has a good ring to it, and I suppose has at least fulfilled some of its feng shui in terms of its name, is Universal Security Instruments. Here we've got a nice bounce off the old resistance area from earlier in July. The view now is that while we're above that resistance line there, or now support at $1.85 on an end-of-day close basis, we could still see Universal Security Instruments head higher, possibly up to a retest of the $3.50 area, that December resistance line projection. But at least while we're above $1.85, looking for $3.50 maybe one more time. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.